You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. As COVID-19 continues to spread, we hear a lot about how to protect your physical health. But what about your mental and emotional health? I spoke with Dr. Jasmine Singh, resident in the UCSF Fresno Department of Psychiatry, about how to manage coronavirus panic. I'd like to start with a confession, I suppose. So I wasn't taking COVID-19 all that seriously until last weekend when I went to Target. And, you know, I was there to get a shower curtain liner and shelves were empty. People were walking around with face masks. They were wiping down their carts. And I found myself buying toilet paper and non-perishable food that I did not need. Was I being completely irrational?
No. So first of all, thank you for having me, Kathleen. Appreciate it. No, I don't think you were being irrational. I think you were having a very normal and expected response to everything you've been seeing and hearing. The fear about coronavirus has totally escalated. Each and every day, we get another level of, you know, panic and fear that we hear, oh, this is canceled and this is happening and the NBA and, you know, everyone seems to be taking these precautions. And I think that's what we need to remember, that these are precautions. I think the public health department is looking at Italy and China and seeing how the coronavirus affected them and trying to not have us in the United States reach that point of quarantine and the hospitals overrun. And that's why I believe we're having these precautions. Now, when does precaution lead to panic and anxiety that we can't control? That is, of course, an individual question for each of us. Now, I find it healthy that, you know, you prepared and you saw what the situation was out around where you live in your Target. But if you continue to perseverate on this and you weren't able to do your work or take care of yourself, your family, that would be very detrimental to your well-being.
Well, and that brings me to my next question. You know, when is that moment when a healthy fear turns into anxiety or panic? What should people be looking out for?
They should be looking out for essentially being mindful of their thoughts. So if they keep thinking about coronavirus throughout the day and aren't able to function, aren't able to go to work, are thinking about death, that's, you know, a symptom of panic disorder. You're thinking that, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Or you start to have psychiatric symptoms like heart racing or feeling worried all the time. I think when you start to have those symptoms, that's when you have to think, okay, what's happening here? What am I doing? And really get back to the facts. I think in almost all situations, the response to a highly emotional situation is to check the facts. And so I think we need to remember that although this virus is rapidly spreading at an exponential rate, it is not as deadly as we may think it is. So the rates have been published by the World Health Organization, about 2 to 3.6% is the rate of death, largely affecting certain populations, the chronically ill, elderly, the immunosuppressed. So I think we need to remember that's the fact, and where are we in that scenario?
So to what extent is the media contributing to this anxiety?
I believe highly. We are so inundated with our media nowadays. Through social media, Facebook, Instagram, we are always learning about what's happening to people we know and around the world. Information passes very readily nowadays. So things that are happening and we're finding out about them rather quickly, and sometimes they may not even be fact-checked. So it puts us in this hypervigilant state that I talk about. And if someone who has been through something difficult, they could probably understand what that feels like. You feel like everything is a danger. You feel that there's a threat everywhere. And you aren't able to think clearly. So we want to remain in a rational problem-solving mode. And if we are hypervigilant or highly anxious, we can't be in that problem-solving mode. So that's when I think we need to cut back our use of media, get the news we need, and then just kind of quarantine ourselves from the media a bit.
So this situation is moving so fast, and there's so much that we don't know about how the pandemic is going to unfold. So how do you advise managing that level of uncertainty?
Acceptance. So I think an acceptance of that this is an uncertain situation. We don't know all the facts. We don't know if the person we are meeting has been exposed to coronavirus or not. Are they a carrier? We don't have that information. So, but if you think about it, largely in life, we don't have such information about impending issues or health problems that are coming our way. So this attitude of acceptance of the uncertainty, I think, will be very beneficial to people. We cannot control everything that happens in life. That's just the nature of living, and it's a human condition. So essentially, acceptance of that will be the way to manage the uncertainty surrounding coronavirus.
And what other recommendations do you have for maintaining good mental health as this situation continues to unfold?
So those who have struggled with mental health in the past will know the value of going to therapy, taking their medication, and remaining up to date on those issues. Now is not the time to stop those self-care situations and stop mental health care. It's not the time. But if you feel that you need that and you've never had it before, feel free to reach out to your regular doctor, your primary care physician, or even find a psychiatrist or therapist that can help you.
So there have been a lot of people, including elected officials, that have blamed this pandemic on China or Europe, which is fueling xenophobia and racism. How do we combat that?
Yes, it's tragic, actually. We must remember not to place blame. This is a virus. It is naturally occurring. No one, you know, made it and, you know, tried to hurt us. This is something that has just happened. And if we accept that this has just happened and accept that no one is responsible, that will be a much more calming and rational place to be than blaming any certain individual, any particular race. There have been many media reports of locally, there has been an uptick in racism towards certain groups of people who, you know, could be linked potentially to areas that are highly affected by the coronavirus. And I don't think that's helpful. How is that helping us? How is that effective? So I find that don't blame people. Just accept that this is a virus and it's affecting everyone all over the globe equally.
Any last minute tips or advice that you would offer the public? What should we be doing to care for ourselves?
So continue to be a healthy person as much as you can. Sleep, healthy eating, and I would definitely agree with the CDC's recommendations. Hand washing, of course, for 20 seconds. And they are promoting social distancing. I'm sure you've read about that. But avoiding large gatherings, especially if you're someone who is in the population that is at higher risk of mortality from coronavirus. So avoiding large groups of people. And I think there another recommendation is staying 2 meters away. So almost as far as we are from each other. And so definitely the CDC is an excellent source. They're working very hard around the clock to help the American people. And definitely be mindful of where your mind and thoughts are going. Are you overly, you know, scared about this? Do you need to talk to someone? How are you going to manage this? Because you need to be in the best place possible for yourself and your family and your other loved ones.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.